This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police say a British lawmaker was stabbed to death in a church on Friday by an assailant who lunged at him during a meeting with voters from his constituency, a killing police are investigating as a possible terrorist attack. David Ames from Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party was attacked about midday east of London. A 25-year-old man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of murder, and detectives said specialist counterterrorism officers were leading the initial investigation. Politicians described the attack as an assault on democracy. Police gave no details about a possible motive for the killing, the second fatal attack on a British lawmaker in the last 5 years, which has prompted questions about the safety of politicians. Broadcaster Sky News said the arrested man was understood to be a British national of Somali heritage. Sudan's premier warned Friday that his country was facing, quote, the worst crisis of its transition to civilian rule following the ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir more than 2 years ago. The remarks by Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok came as Sudan reels from deep divisions among the civilian and military political factions that have been leading its transition under an August 2019 power-sharing deal. Splits in recent months have particularly marred the umbrella civilian alliance, which spearheaded protests that led to Bashir's ouster in April that year. Fractures have also reportedly deepened between civilians and the military, especially following a thwarted coup attempt on September 21st that the government blamed on military officers and civilians linked to Bashir's regime. This is VOA News. The gunman who killed 14 students and three staff members at a Parkland, Florida high school will plead guilty to their murders, his attorney said Friday, bringing some closure to a South Florida community more than 3 years after an attack that sparked a nationwide movement for gun control in the U.S. The guilty plea would set up a penalty phase where Nicholas Cruz would fight against the death penalty and hope for life without parole. Attorneys for Cruz told the judge he will plead guilty Wednesday to 17 counts of first-degree murder in the February 2018 shooting. The trial has been delayed by the pandemic and arguments between the prosecution and defense over what evidence and testimony could be presented to the jury. Some victims' families have expressed frustration over the delays, but the president of the group they formed expressed relief that the case now seems closer to a resolution. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations agreed on Friday to sideline Myanmar's military ruler from a leader summit this month, sources said, a rare tough stand by a bloc known for its policy of engagement and non-interference. Foreign ministers made the decision at a special meeting called to address the failure of Myanmar's military to follow a peace process it agreed to 5 months ago, aimed at tackling a bloody crisis triggered by its February 1st coup. More than 1,000 civilians have been killed by Myanmar security forces and thousands arrested, according to the United Nations, during strikes and protests over a coup that ended a decade of tentative democracy and prompted international condemnation and sanctions. Pressure had been building on ASEAN to take a tougher position on Myanmar's failure to take the agreed steps to end violence, allow humanitarian access, and start dialogue with its opponents. Outside advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday voted unanimously to recommend regulators authorize a second shot of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine to better protect Americans who received the one-dose vaccine. The FDA's committee backed the shots for all J&J recipients aged 18 and older at least 2 months after their first dose, both different recommendations than Pfizer and Moderna boosters. The panel called for those 65 and older to get a third dose 6 months after the second dose. Once the FDA signs off on the boosters, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make specific recommendations on who should get the shots. So far, that's only happened with the Pfizer booster for those 65 and older 6 months after the second dose. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.